Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Limited Q3 and FY16 results conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara of Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good evening, everybody, and thanks for standing by. It's a great pleasure to have with us the management of Supreme Industries Limited. From the management side, we are represented by Mr. M.P. Taparia, who is the Managing Director, and Ms. P.C. Somani, who is the CFO, and Mr. Saboo, who is the Company Secretary. Without taking too much time, I now hand over the floor to Taparia. Taparia, over to you, and once again, big congrats for a decent set of numbers for this quarter.
That's very kind, and thank you very much, Mr. Pujara. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the audited stand-alone and consolidated financial results of our company for the year ended 31st March 2016, comprising of 9 months. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. We will give brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 101,467 metric tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,160.59 crores during the third quarter of the period under review, against sales of 85,732 tons and net product turnover of rupees 1,028.20 crores in the corresponding period of previous year, achieving growth of 18.35% and 12.88% respectively. The company sold 235,306 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,905.30 crores during the nine-month period of the period under review, against sale of 207,886 tons and net product turnover of 2,714.42 crores in the corresponding period of 9 months of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of 13.23% and 7.03% respectively. Sorry. Total operating profit, excluding property business for the third quarter of the period under review, amounted to rupees 218.79 crores as compared to rupees 147.13 crores for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of about 48.71%. Total operating profit, excluding property business for the 9 months of the period under review, amounted to rupees 471.68 crores as compared to rupees 335.35 crores for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of 40.65%. Profit before tax and profit after tax, excluding property business for the 3 months of the period under review, amounted to rupees 173.15 crores and rupees 102.86 crores as compared to rupees 95.63 crores and rupees 62.28 crores for corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of 81.06% and 65.16% respectively. Profit before tax and profit after tax, excluding property business for the 9 months of the period under review, amounted to rupees 339.55 crores and rupees 214.11 crores as compared to rupees 184.92 crores and rupees 122.99 crores for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of 83.62% and 74.09% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax, excluding property business for the 9 months of the period under review, amounted to Rs. 330.96 crore and Rs. 221.91 crore as compared to Rs. 180.81 crore and Rs. 110.56 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of 83.04% and increase of 100.71% respectively. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the 9 months of the period under review against corresponding period of the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business grew by around 18.59% in volume and by 13.72% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew by 7.3% in volume and by 5.98% in value term. Industrial product segment business degrew by 7.58% in volume and degrew by 15.90% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew by 16.76% in volume and by 14.43% in value term. The operating margin of all the product segment of the company for the 9 months of the period under review against corresponding period of the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system 14.20% versus 11.10%. Packaging product segment 21.47% versus 14.83%. Industrial product segment 12.35% versus 10.94%. Consumer product segment 16.83% versus 11.92%. The share of overall sale in the value-added product has been 36.73% of the total sale in the 9 month period under review, as against 33.95% in the corresponding period of the previous year. The company's focus remains to increase the share of value-added product in its turnover. Company incurred a capex of Rs. 234.42 crore during the period under review. Further, company envisaged capex of about Rs. 250 crore during the current year, mainly on the following: to put up a 20,000-ton annual capacity of PVC pipe at Jalgaon and to install new extruder line for PVC pipe and polythene pipe at Kharagpur; to procure land and start preparing for a green site project in South India and additional land adjoining our Khopoli unit for performance packaging film; to replace inefficient injection molding machine by energy-efficient machine in plastic piping and furniture division; to introduce and increase range of product offering in plastic piping system, furniture product, material handling product, rotor molded product, and bathroom fittings; to increase capacity of protective packaging product in Malanpur and Hosur, and to add varieties of new product; to invest in balancing equipment and automation at all its plants as may be required. The company is confident of meeting its capital expenditure requirement through its internal accrual and supplier credit. Company has no plan to increase its borrowing level. It wishes to become virtual debt-free in next couple of years. Total borrowing of the company stands at Rs. 412.82 crore as on 31st March 2016, as against Rs. 691.98 crore as on 31st March 2015. Came down to Rs. 401 crore against Rs. 660 crore. Base cost of borrowing as of 31st March 2016 is 8.78% versus 8.57% as on 31st March 2015. Government of India through Ministry of Petroleum is taking initiative for Indian consumer and making all efforts to launch composite LPG cylinder in domestic market. Composite cylinder are quite safe, since they do not explode and cause injuries, death to surrounding people in case of fire or any other mishap. Further, composite cylinder being translucent would also reduce pilferage and wastage of gas for the end consumer and as such very well suited for the Indian market. The company received initial educational order from Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited for two sides, 5 kg and 10 kg. The dispatches are planned to be made in this month. The The company has also issued order for 7.5 kilo and 15 kilo cylinder, which is under development and would be offered in second quarter of 2016. The company is confident that with all the initiative and development taking place, there shall be good demand for the product from Indian oil marketing companies. The current year seems to be a transforming year for the composite cylinder division. The company may start reaping the benefit of the investment. Raw material scenario and outlook. The polymer prices hovered at a lower level during most part of the year. The polymer consumption in the country has grown by around 14% in volume term, close to 2 times GDP growth during the year. Such consumption-driven growth has not been seen in the last decade. The country has consumed around 13.7 million tons of plastics in last year compared to around 12 million tons in the previous year. This augurs well for the company's growth plan in future. This is a brief and overall summary for the year under reference. Thank you, friends, for your presence. Now, I and my colleague, Sri P.C. Somani, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much for your patience.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Anshuman Atri from Haitong. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. And congratulations for the results.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. My question is regarding the volume growth for the next year for Supreme as well as the industry. What is the expectation? And what can we expect in the packaging industrial products going forward?
We expect the volume growth will be there in all the segments except industrial component. We expect the volume should be growing between 12 to 15% in the current year. This is going to be the year full 12-month period. Now the year will be April to March, April 2016 to March 2017. And we believe packaging segment also will grow because we have made investment which is going into production in protective packaging division. We also introduced several new varieties of product in gross laminate film. We also have business from export market, so we believe packaging segment also will grow properly this year.
Okay. And the second question is on the margins. So we have seen very good margins in this quarter. So how do we expect it going forward, and what was driving margins in this quarter?
Going for the full year, we anticipate our margins should be between 14 to 14.5%. The quarterly better margin, overall margin will growing because of our increasing the share of value-added product. As we informed you, our value-added product percentage has gone up by 3% from 33.5% to 36.7%. And we have got very tight control on cutting costs also. So with new varieties of product and higher volume, we are able to reduce our cost of production. So we expect margin to be better.
Thank you. And this last question is, what are the margins segment-wise for this quarter? You have mentioned for the 9 months.
I will request Mr. Somani to reply you margin for the quarter segment-wise.
For the quarter, the plastic packaging division had a 15.4% margin. Packaging products segment has a 26% margin for the quarter. For industrial component, it is 15.95%, and for consumer product, it is 21% for the quarter.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question from the line of Viraj Mehta from ValueQuest Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello, sir, and congratulations for good set of numbers.
Thank you very much.
Sir, just...
Can you speak loudly, please?
Can you come close to mic, you see?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sir, can you just throw some light on the performance of Supreme Petrochem? So, if if we look at the quarterly and the 9-month performance for Supreme Petrochem, it has just considerably kept on improving. Now, would this be more or less sustainable performance going forward?
We talk Supreme Petrochem the 9-month year again. In July-September quarter, the company had a severe loss. Crude price went down by $400 in one quarter.
Correct.
And that's why there was hardly any growth of volume in first 6 months.
Sure.
And when the prices came down, because they were totally emptying of the whole pipeline, emptying of the pipeline of the distributor from our customers and with our converter and the raw material supplier, everybody kept the stock as low as possible. Starting January, the pipe, the converter stock of finished goods have come very low. The pipe, the customer of the converter also no stock. So apart from good growth in demand, there was a pipeline filling effect. So the January-March quarter was exceptionally good for two reasons. One was the volume growth, super volume growth, and secondly, due to prices going up slightly upper than the, what was the price in January. So combined these two factors have given a very good operational performance in January-March quarter. Having said that, we have seen first time a volume growth coming back to Supreme Petrochem. Company's overall volume growth of 13% to 14% in 12-month period. We expect that this whole year, this year, that is April 16 to March 2017, we will maintain the same volume growth as we have already idle capacity available in the company. So we will enjoy good volume growth because several new applications have been developed by our customers and they are finding increasing acceptance and the company is also enjoying good demand from European market.
Sure, sure. So if I understand correctly, we saw mid-teens volume growth for Petrochem and we see that kind of volume growth going forward as well.
Yeah, right.
And both, would it be India demand or export or both?
Both, India and export both. We had export volume growth by 31%. And okay. Indian market has grown by 11.5%.
Sure. And sir, if I look at the balance sheet for Petrochem, we have no debt. I mean, at least long-term and short-term, there is no debt. I mean,
zero debt company.
Yes. So, and we have very little capex requirement because we are running at very low utilization. So, you know, pose that if the accruals to the company keep increasing, can we, as investors, can we expect some increase in the dividend payout because company doesn't really need too much cash?
That part can be decided by the board only at the appropriate time.
Sure. And, sir, coming back to Supreme Industries, when we see that, you know, volume growth in the piping segment has come back, is there some specific segment like agri or infra or housing that is doing well or across the board there is demand?
New segment which has come back, which was reasonably dormant by infrastructure. Now we are seeing increasing demand from infrastructure. There are more and more states are now putting drinking water line. More states are putting for sewerage also. So for drinking water and sewerage, we are seeing better demand coming from various state governments. Otherwise, our demand in agriculture and housing are well maintained. Housing demand is growing faster as we increase our network, as we develop more distributors in our unreached area, and with increasing our range, so we are seeing better growth in housing in any event. We have introduced several new varieties of bathroom fitting, several types of tanks, very special varieties of pipe system, so they are all will go on increasing demand month after month.
Sure. And sir, can you give me this 3-month sales number for CPVC pipes?
Sorry?
CPVC revenue?
CPVC pipes, yes. Sorry. My Somani will tell you.
For this 3 months period,
yes,
the PVC volume was 4,138 metric ton.
Okay.
And revenue was 114 crore.
Okay. Okay. same quarter, sir?
Last year same quarter, the volume was 2,847 metric ton, and the revenue was 79 crore.
Sure, thank you. And just last one question, if I can squeeze in. You had mentioned in your opening remarks that you, we as a company, we intend to be debt-free in a couple of years' time. Do you mean only long-term debt-free, or you also mean short-term, as in the working capital debt also we will remove?
Both are covered by this desire to be debt-free. As you may recall, we have got some asset lying still unsold, that our building activity.
Sure.
We have 64,000 square foot area built in our Supreme Chamber, are lying unsold. We are getting many inquiries. We expect that anything between 130 to 150 crore rupees, we will be realizing net of tax over the next 2 year period. So that definitely will reduce our debt level. And from our regular earning also, after meeting our increased requirement of capex and our working capital, we believe that we should be able to bring down the debt substantially down. Our average debt last year, 9 months, was 401 crore. The company desires to bring it down close to debt-free, going forward by 18-19.
Sure. And, sir, just, that's it from my side, sir. Thanks a lot and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himali Dame from Crystal. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I would like to know what is the percentage of CVP.
Sorry?
What is the percentage of CVPC in the total piping segment? CPVC pipes in the piping segment.
CPVC business in piping segment, okay.
See, the total turnover of the piping division was close to 1,600 crore. And the CPVC turnover is about 275 crore.
Okay. And second question is, your new plants at Kharagpur and Malanpur have begun operation. So can you give us an capacity utilization of those plants?
Kharagpur plant, PVC plant is now fully utilized.
Okay.
Polythene plant, we are waiting for BIS still to come.
Okay.
So plant is running in non-BIS application.
Okay.
And Malanpur is a new product, that is a variety of tank. So that market is being developed by the company. So you could not do the market seeding because freight tank is very freight intensive item. So the capacity of Malanpur plant will take some more months to fully utilize.
Okay. And in the auto sector, in the industrial sector, we were looking for some change in product distinct for towards the cars that are in demand. So have we been able to do that?
We cannot say because we are not still having good demand from our customer, be it in automobile or be in car or be in truck. We are not seeing a great demand. Actually, we have built many components for a truck company, but unfortunately, their truck model is still not picked up nicely.
Okay.
So truck has got good demand, but their model did not pick up, so we are still having a degrowth in our industrial component segment.
Okay.
But we believe that this year should be a better year, but as of today, we can't forecast.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from line of Achin Pagas from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congrats for a great set of numbers.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sir, a couple of questions. Firstly, in the second quarter, growth in the piping volume was slightly muted and, you know, there was a sense that dealer offtake was impacted. So is there a spillover effect of that in this quarter? And
there was the second quarter, the prices are falling. So again, the emptying effect has come. So in our business, this emptying and filling effect continues quarter to quarter.
Okay.
But overall, the main good point is that overall the demand grows from consumer level.
Okay. So if
you from consumer level, agriculture and housing both are growing.
Okay. And sir, if you were to normalize that, I think this quarter volume growth will be somewhere close to 15-16%. So basically average of 14-15% in both 2Q and 3Q, right? Something like that.
We talk only, you see, we are quarter to quarter, very difficult to comment, you see.
Okay. And sir, is there any element of inventory gain in this quarter in the overall EBITDA margin?
You see, the price came down so dramatically, so we had big inventory loss also.
Yeah, but in this quarter, so specifically?
This quarter, we don't say inventory gain, but we say we had a better operating margin due to lower cost of raw material.
Okay.
Better operating margin due to lower cost of raw material, which was there carried forward on 1st January.
Okay.
So, on certain quantity, we have a better operating margin.
Okay.
And even when the prices fall and we go on sticking to our value addition, then operating margin percentage wise goes up.
Right.
If you see, our volume has gone up by 13%, but value growth was only 7%.
Yeah.
So, to make that value growth loss, company generally tries to improve the operating margin so that net the profit is not, the profit doesn't get a beating.
Okay. Okay. And sir, in terms of your packaging product business, so the year-on-year growth that I see here in this quarter is close to 2%, which is fairly low compared to the run rate that we have seen in the last few quarters. So anything specific in this segment, sir, which you want to shed light on?
Yes, comprise three segments. And performance packaging film, our capacity fully sold out. And as of today, new capacity is not possible because there is no land, no place available in our plant.
Okay.
We are negotiating with some adjoining land. Okay. Once that comes, then we will expand the capacity. Then the business volume of that segment will grow.
Okay.
And protective packaging segment, which is again a part of packaging division, our Kharagpur plant could start only very late. So now Kharagpur plant is started. So that will support us to grow the business of protective packaging division also.
Okay.
In across the middle film, due to poor rain, there was a lower sale of tarpaulin. So that's why the demand has grown by volume by lower level.
Okay. Perfect. So just one question on a specific product. I was just reading about your product called Dura Membrane. Just wanted to understand how big can that market be and what is your sale in that product specifically right now, Dura Membrane?
We are not ready to give the right answer because we don't have the data of that particular Dura Membrane.
Okay. Okay, but that entire segment combined, what proportion will that be of your overall sales in terms of rupees crores in this year?
No, Dura Membrane, that particular segment, as we don't have data, we don't think we can give it because we must give a credible reply. We don't have data immediately at our hand.
Okay.
So, you may call back and we will have data, then we can reply tomorrow properly about it.
Okay, sir. Get the point. And the last question is in terms of your faucet business and the other new launches that you've done over the last 1 year. How are they scaling up, sir, those products?
Which segment?
So the faucet business that you were doing?
Bath fittings,
yeah.
Bath fitting was a very, very big beating in the first 6 months of the year. We had certain product which has failed in the market. We have to pick up the quantity back, and it was a loss to us. But we are happy to report to you that for last 5 months, we are getting zero complaint. Now product is well accepted. Now the demand is started coming up in a big way. We are adding more range also. So going forward this year, we anticipate our bath fitting business will grow to 40 crore rupees. Whereas last year it was hardly 11 crore rupees, 9 months.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you very much.
Sir, you have mentioned about the CPVC volume. I think there has been a significant growth of around more than 30% in volume.
See?
In CPVC volume, sir.
Yeah, CPVC, yeah.
Is it the market is so strong or is it we gain the market share? Can you just...
I think we have grown faster than the market.
Sorry?
We have grown faster than the market.
We have grown faster than the market.
We have grown faster than the market. As our network is going on increasing, actually we were late cover in the CP system. So we have a good network overall already established. So now we are able to penetrate more and more market. So market is not grown to the extent what Supreme Industry grown into CP segment.
Sir, what could be the CPVC volume import in this particular quarter? Because I understand that you track that number. CPVC resin import in the country?
Overall country, this year, last year was aiming a growth of 3%. This year that is ended, now the growth will be around 12%.
In this particular financial year, we expect 12% volume?
No, I say the whole country growth.
Country growth, yeah.
It will be around 115,000 metric ton.
Okay.
Mostly going to plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Astral has come into industrial component.
Mm-hmm.
Our company also come into industrial component.
Okay.
So, we will be also participating in industrial business also,
mm-hmm.
apart from plumbing. But bigger business looks to be plumbing only,
mm-hmm.
and our business there should go on growing.
Okay, I understand. Sir, even in the piping segment, as the, there is some spillover of the threat, but can you highlight that? How is agriculture doing?
It's doing quite well now. For our, the, we are having a limited presence in agriculture, principally in Maharashtra, North Karnataka, and part of Madhya Pradesh. In all the three regions, we are in good demand.
Okay. So the growth in agriculture was higher than the building material, the construction segment?
No, in our company, higher growth comes from housing.
Yeah, okay. I think in one of the earlier comments, you mentioned that the margin is likely to be higher in this particular financial year compared to the FY16.
I said to FY16, our margin is 15.71% for 9 months.
Right.
This year we informed you that we may earn between 14 to 14.5%.
Okay. Okay, I understand, sir. And sir, on the industrial business, this particular segment, we have consistently seen some kind of a decline. Any thought process, how do we want to improve the performance of this segment?
After all, we go on adding new customer, we go on making molds for the customer's new model.
Mm-hmm.
After all, the demand will grow based on the growth of the model which is serviced by the company.
Correct.
After all, we are only component supplier, so due to the omission and commission of our customer,
mm-hmm.
our business will grow or degrow.
Correct. So, are we looking to add more products or are we discontinuing that particular model with the customer because the customer's model is not growing, our business is not growing, then our capacity remains idle?
Yeah, we are now added. Honda has become our customer. So, but more or less, we are adding more model to help the requirement of customers.
Mr. Patel, request you to come back in the question queue as we have several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. Next question from the line of Kamlesh Kota from AMSEC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, can you help us with the 9 months volume of CPVC pipes?
Sorry? I'll say, someone will tell you.
Yeah. 9 months volume of CPVC is 9,914 metric
ton. Okay. And in value terms?
275 crore.
And what was it last year, same period, sir?
Last year, same period, the volume was 7,995 metric ton.
Okay.
And value was 216 crore.
Okay. And could you help me with the same numbers for Silpaulin also, sir? 9 months number, volume and value.
9 months for the current year was 14,201 metric ton.
Okay.
The revenue of 335 crore.
Okay.
The corresponding period for 9 months of last year, it was 13,422 metric ton.
Okay.
The revenue of 305 crore.
And sir, for this quarter also you self in numbers, volume and value?
This quarter it is 3,955 metric ton.
Okay.
And the revenue of 94.4 crore.
Versus last year same quarter, sir?
Last year same quarter it was 4,714 metric ton. And 104 crore was the revenue.
Okay. Alright. And sir, when we say we are expanding in the southern region, any plans as to how we are we are expecting the next growth to come from southern region, right? We are acquiring some land there.
Southern region, yeah. We want to now spread our manufacturing.
No, we want to put a new plant in southern India.
Right.
We are looking at different states.
Okay.
We are looking between Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu.
Okay.
Mostly we are focusing on Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu.
Okay.
And then after seeing what are the facilities available there.
Okay.
We require large volume of water also.
Right.
So evaluating everything, then we will finalize the site.
Okay. So it would be taking any timeline to that or it would be?
We expect that this area, this will be finalized in first half of the year.
Okay.
And we will start investing money this year. We have provided for money investment in this year only.
Okay. Okay.
Because desire that in 17-18 the plant should be up and running.
Okay. In 17-18, right?
Sorry?
In 17-18, right?
17-18, because after all, we want to put a plastic complex. And it takes time to build it.
Right, right. Great, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Umesh Patel from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations for reporting good set of numbers.
Thank you very much.
Sir, just wanted to know the pricing scenario, PVC prices. What was it at the end of December 15 and at the end of March?
Raw material price?
Yeah.
Which raw material you are referring?
PVC resin price.
PVC
resin? Yeah.
Okay. You want to know which month?
At the end of December and March and current.
At the end of December, the price of the 5 years was 60,000 rupees per ton.
60,000?
Per ton.
Okay.
And then end of March it went to 66,000 rupees.
66,000.
So it went up by 10%.
Okay. What is it at the current level?
67,500.
Currently 67,500.
Okay, and any price hike that we took in current quarter?
No, this price is very sensitive. We pass on into very same day.
Yeah, correct. So definitely, if there is a 10% increase in the PVC prices, we have also might increase the prices of our products, right?
Yes, certainly.
Naturally, so it's a low margin product.
Yeah, so
don't price it, then you will be in great difficulty.
Okay. Second question is related to, sir, that I have read that you have written off 77 million related to your composite cylinder, that order. So just wanted to know, we have already invested 85 crore at our Hosur plant, right?
Composite pipe, not
yeah, composite
cylinder.
Yeah, composite pipe. So can you elaborate that point in...
Is it composite pipe that technology... didn't prove right on the marketplace. The plant could not produce the pipe what was planned by our collaborator.
Mm-hmm.
All the effort whatever he made, they didn't give me a product to the meet the specification. So the plant is of no value to us. So we have taken the loss, that plant is a total loss.
Mm-hmm.
And accordingly we provided for 7.69 crore for the cost of the plant.
Okay.
In our working is an exceptional item this year.
Okay.
Then we believe that he will not be able to perfect the technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we provided for the exceptional loss of the investment what we made in the plant.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Sir, firstly, any color incremental progress on composite cylinders, and if you could please let us know what is the total capital that we have deployed at the Halol plant for this particular product?
Composite cylinder?
Yes, sir.
107 crore.
Okay.
107 crore, we initially Halol in the composite cylinder plant.
Correct. And sir, any progress after this HPCL orders? Because we had a similar sort of commentary in the last quarter. So any progress over the last 3 months, 6 months that we are seeing over here, and how do we see this incrementally? So
HPCL?
Overall on basically approvals as well as the HPCL order.
We got all the approval and we have issued an educational order which we told in our opening remarks that we are going to supply in this month only. Once the product is issued by them and they offer to the market, we have to see how the consumer opts for buying the gas in the composite cylinder instead of steel cylinder. We are quite optimistic and the government has given a big push to connect 100 million households with LPG connection. Anyway, the country is the largest market for LPG cylinder. So we are quite optimistic and we believe that this year we will have enough business to run the plant. Maybe 1-2 more months we have to wait. We wait for good business to come this year.
Okay. Sir, would you like to give any timelines on the incremental volumes or probably incremental volumes that we would be looking at this year?
We'll get the incremental volume in our pipe business, in our furniture.
Sir, on composite cylinders.
Composite cylinders, we had no volume up till now. And this year we expected an out of 400,000 capacity, we may sell how much? Maybe 200,000 pieces. I think we are aiming that we may be able to sell 200,000 pieces this year.
Okay.
We have budgeted like 200,000 pieces this year around.
Okay. And sir, what is the average price if one had to look at, or is it a function of size of the cylinder? If one had to look at the average price per cylinder.
There are various capacities, various prices are there. We are already offering 5 kg, 10 kg. Now the refinery is 1 to 7.5 kg and 15 kg. So the prices are different for different capacity.
Okay.
But overall, the prices are higher than the steel cylinder.
Correct. Correct. Fair enough. Sir, secondly, in the initial remarks, you indicated that the volume growth that we'll look at is around 12 to 15% probably for the next year.
Yeah.
So how do you look at the industry growing?
Last year, the industry in the country grew by 14%. Overall, plastic consumption has gone up by 14% last year. This year also, they expect that the growth is not between 10 to 12%. Hello?
Thank you.
Am I clear? Hello?
Yes, sir. We'll move to the next question as the sir participants waiting for their turn, sir. The next question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayan from Catamaran. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking the question. You mentioned the CPVC 9-month volume growth in the plastic piping segment.
Sorry, can you speak loudly, please?
Yeah, you had mentioned the CPVC volume growth for the 9 months. My question is, what is the non-CPVC? Can you just bring, give me the volume growth for a 9 months to 9 months basis?
You see, I can give you the piping division growth. You can just reduce the CPVC out of that. 9 month to 9 month, plastic piping division has done this year 1,63,031 metric ton.
1,63,031. Okay.
Which includes CPVC of 9,914 metric ton. Which is last year 9 months, 1,37,475 metric ton. Which includes 7,995 metric tons
of CPVC. Got it. Thank you, sir. That was my only question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question from line of Saket Lohia from Panav Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, congratulations on a very great financial year. This.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Sir, one thing I would like to ask, first thing was the capacity of the composite cylinder was 400,000.
Yes, sir? 400,000 numbers we may be able to make annual basis.
Okay. And this year we are somewhere around targeting 200,000.
This year we expect, yes, you are right.
And so if one has to look at the one of the participants asked the average selling price, so that is not the one I would really look at. But how are you able to come to this number about 400,000? Is it by the way 15 kilos, 10 kilos, 5 kilos, or all the products combined?
You have a combined mix actually, a product mix, and based on our manufacturing capacity of machine,
okay,
we assume a safe number.
So could you give us a safe number with respect to the average selling price as well?
Sorry?
Average selling price, well, as in the amount, the quantum of the...
Normally maybe 2,500 rupees.
So we are just looking at the average, the quantum of the revenue we could generate from this particular segment.
Yeah, yeah. In that case, it could be somewhere around 2,000 to 2,100. Because the smaller size and the larger size.
Okay.
So once you look at the average of various sizes,
mm-hmm.
then somewhere 2,100 rupees you can count. On a mixed basis.
Okay. So another thing was on the Supreme Petro, this quarter result was quite good. The margins are always fluctuating because of the prices of the crude, because in the last 1 year, it has been quite fluctuating. So if one has to see on the sustainable margins level, what could one assume on that?
With Supreme Petro, we don't count operating profit margin, we count margin per ton basis.
Okay.
So we have a good volume growth. We are happy with our result.
Margin per ton.
Margin per ton.
So is it possible to share the capacity with respect to Supreme Petro? Because there are two, three product segment.
There are several products. Each product has got different margin per ton. In Supreme Petrochem, there were four verticals. Every product got different margin per ton.
Okay, is the capacity same or the capacity different with the...
There are different products, different plant actually. Each plant has different capacity.
So there was not a mention on the capacity front in the annual report. If you could provide that four segment capacity, just nothing else.
Last year balance sheet, we provided all the capacity what is there in the place. We still, on this question, you may talk to my executive director, Mr. Rakesh Nair.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question from line of Kalpesh Koti from Veda Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, I'm sorry I'm joining late.
No problem, please.
Can you give me the volume and value growth in the consumer product?
Mr. Somani will give, please.
For this quarter,
yes,
we have done volume of 5130 metric ton.
Okay.
Compared to last year same quarter, 4432 metric ton.
Okay.
For the nine months period, it was 13,025 metric ton, which is 11,155 metric ton in previous year 9 months.
Okay. And so the EBITDA margin?
EBITDA margin for this quarter was 21%, and for the 9 months period, it is 16.83%.
Okay. And so for the last year compared to for the quarter?
For the quarter last year, it was 17.1%, and for the year, it was 11.92%.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question from line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir, and congratulations for good evening.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, sir, you said that PVC resin prices have shoot up by around 10% between December and March, if I heard you correctly,
Beginning January and March, you are right.
So what sort of profit growth during this quarter can we attribute to the rise in PVC price?
This quarter, we can't price. Currently, it has gone up by again 1.5 rupees in this year, month.
No. I'm talking about last quarter. So we had a very good profit growth. So what part of profit growth would you attribute to this rise in raw material price, where lower inventory gains?
We attribute the profit growth due to very superior volume of plastic pipe.
Uh-huh.
Plastic pipe volume has grown by 26% in the third quarter.
Okay, sir.
That reduce our production cost and increase our profit. We had a good volume growth in CPVC also in the last quarter.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good volume growth in molded fittings also last quarter. Because earlier the pipeline was getting emptied, people have refrained from buying, so our distributors have very low stock.
Okay,
so the stock filling has given a good advantage. We believe the quarter profit mostly come from volume growth.
Okay.
When prices go up, then our regular customer has lost heavily in the first 6 months due to continuous price fall. So we did not increase the price immediately. We gave them chance to book material at a low price, adequate quantity.
Okay.
The DC business will run in a different style actually.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question from line of Nidhi Agarwal from Sher Khan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to have details of the capex in terms of how much is going in which product.
We don't, product wise, we are not in a position to give you. Overall, we will be investing around 250 crore this year.
Okay. So if you have to, if you can give a general trend, if you have to manufacture additional 10,000 metric ton of plastic piping, how much capex will be required?
20,000 ton, no, 20,000 ton.
Okay.
Yeah, 10,000 ton additional. Don't give me data available, so I may not be able to give you any numbers.
Okay, and tax rate has gone up this quarter.
Sorry?
Tax rate has gone up this quarter, 37%.
Tax rate has gone up. Yeah, tax is the rate. Tax rate has gone up. Besides, Jetli, if you earn more money, you have to pay more tax.
Yeah, but tax rate has gone up. So, any tax exemption has gone?
Automatic company is paying full tax on full income.
Okay.
So there is no exemption available as such from any of the income as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You read in the paper that the effective tax rate is 23%, but not for your company. We pay full tax rate.
Okay, and sir, in the Q2 results, it was mentioned that the HPCL order will be executed in February 2016. And in the latest result, press release has indicated that it will be executed April 2016. So, is there any delay in the order? Or?
The order received was too much delayed, you see.
Okay.
The order comes, then only you can execute. That was given an indication by them. The order was sent by them very late.
Okay. And what will be the average realization for the two categories, if you can tell us?
5 kg, 10 kg, 4,500 pieces, how much money? Well, around, average will be 2,100 rupees per cylinder.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question. The next question from the line of Manish Mahawar from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Tapayeji.
Good.
Hello.
Yeah, please.
Yes, sir, just you said that the next year growth would be around 12 to 15%. It's a volume growth, you said, right? Or it's overall growth?
Volume growth.
It's a volume growth. Sir, just the next year, do you believe like realization growth would be on a positive direction once, because prices are now going up?
Sorry?
On a realization, because this year we have seen a decline in the realization overall, right, in the last 9 months.
No, it didn't happen in January, March.
Yeah.
Very much our volume and value more or less matched.
Okay.
So now this year, maybe due to our increasing addition of value-added item,
mm-hmm.
suppose we grow by 15% by volume, mm-hmm. then value-wise we may grow by 16% also.
Okay. Okay, understood. And okay. Secondly, sir, you said in margins, you indicated around 14 to 14.5% of EBITDA margin for the next year. Do you believe this is a conservative? No? Because this year we have already done a 15.5 in the last 9 month number, I believe.
See, the business condition become very volatile.
Okay.
So how can you forecast precise number?
Okay.
Better to be a little bit more conservative.
Okay, understood. And two more questions, a small question. One, during the quarter, what is the contribution of value-added products?
No, value-added products, overall, this quarter, okay.
Yeah, this quarter versus last year as well, same quarter.
Yeah. This quarter, it was 34.64%.
Right.
In this quarter, okay. Hmm. Last year, in the same quarter, it was 33.26.
Okay, understood. Okay, and lastly, if you look at your employee cost for the quarter versus last year's same time, it was gone up substantially during this year. Any specific reason?
What?
Employee cost, I'm talking about.
Yeah, employee cost. You see, there are two things. One is the new plant which has come into operation in November, December.
Mm-hmm.
So till November or December, those costs are getting capitalized as a pre-operative expenses.
Oh, right.
They have come into the revenue now.
Mm-hmm.
That is one reason. The second reason could be the new bonus act, which
okay.
is applicable effective from 1/4/14.
Okay.
Also, there is a stay on 14/15, but 15/16 you have to provide definitely a higher number.
Understood. Right. Okay, sir.
Good.
Yeah, sure, sir. Thanks. And all the best, sir.
Okay.
Hello.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from line of Samir Deshpande from Fairdeed Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening to all of you and congratulations for the excellent number.
Thank you very much.
Regarding the construction business, you mentioned that we have an inventory of 64,000 square feet.
Yeah.
And if you sell it, you are likely to release some 130 to 150 crores.
130 to 150 crore net of tax we expect to get.
Acha. And so currently the real estate being down, we are not in a position to sell it?
We didn't, up to last year we sold nothing. We have many inquiries going on.
Acha.
So that's why we don't know. We are not in construction business.
Right.
This is the volume. This is the volume of building area available with the which is for sale.
Yes.
And we will strike a bargain at a very right price only. We are not in a very hurry to sell it.
So, but when we sell it, we will be getting this entire 130-140 crores as a profit after tax.
Yes, it will be added. We are counting the number only after paying tax, the money which is going to come in the company. It will add to the company's cash flow.
Yeah, and so that will be substantial whenever it happens.
We expect that money should come.
Okay, and all the best to you and your initiatives in the various fields.
Thank you very much.
And we hope we gain market share in our lines.
You are welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avi Mehta from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a clarification on the employee costs. You indicated that one, you know, I understand the new plant come operationalizing, but sir, if there is a bonus impact, is it prior period that has been taken in, or is this the steady run rate that we should take going forward?
No, it is not prior period, but prior quarters.
Yeah, so prior, so okay,
one
so you.
Quarter, one quarter of last year also, because our month is July to March.
Correct, sir.
So one quarter of last year also is coming.
So what will be the steady run rate, sir? Would you be able to kind of share, or what is the one-off, if I may ask, in the 60 crores odd that is there?
Pardon again, asking what you are saying?
Sir, in the employee cost that we have this year, say around 60 crores employee cost, what would be the one-off which is related to the prior quarters?
So for the prior quarters, it's only 1.5 to 2 crores. It can't be more than that. But the major is the two plant operation which came into December only.
Okay, sir.
Which is forming part of this quarter's cost only, which was not there in the previous year and the previous quarter also.
Okay, sir. That's all from me. I clarified it. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question from the line of Kashyap Puchara. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Tapariyaji, just as a conceptually, just wanted to understand, we have seen very good volumes in agri off late, considering that, you know, the lands have been passed and, farmers are, though they are in a issue because of water shortage, but they are increasingly investing to, to lay pipelines at this time. Now, going forward, once monsoons set in and you have a decent, monsoon, hopefully, keeping fingers crossed, then what would your sense be that would this momentum continue considering that the farm incomes will go up assuming monsoons come in and they will continue the investment in the piping front, or do you expect agri-pipes to basically soften up? I mean, what is your general view on that?
Generally, agri-pipe is seasonal demand. It is never more than 7 months in the year.
Okay.
Not in normal than 7 years, but if the crops will be very good, then there will be more housing construction in villages, tier 2 or tier 3 town. So that will give more business in our housing segment, and farmers will go on investing money always to develop their better. There are so many land still available where there is no water facility available. So farmers will go on increasingly investing more money going forward. We remain quite optimistic on this farming business growth also. Now farmers are putting investment in submersible pipe, column pipe, and cash-in pipe, and they are very active in those two segments also. So we believe that we will continue to enjoy good business from farming community also.
Okay. And another question related to this is that, while we have been very conservative and we have given 12-15% volume guidance, and whatever we have given last year, we have achieved that this year as well. Just wanted to say, ask that, what is your view of upside risk, wherein, the volume could be far higher than what you are looking at, considering that infra-related applications are picking up, states are putting up money for sewage pipes, agri is doing fine, housing per se is doing fine, and especially with the broader product range that we have in place, septic tanks, bathroom fittings and column pipes and everything, plus the widened distribution reach, we can actually look at all the engines moving in a positive direction, assuming monsoons are better and economic growth kicks in. So what's your sense on maybe upside risk to what we are seeing on volume?
They could be only if we may get capacity constraint.
We may get capacity constraint.
We may have capacity constraint.
And do you think that, you know, basically, you know, maybe investing higher at the current point would be better, or, you know, going by this, you know, our stable approach is better? I mean, how would you classify that? Because on one side, you might be up with more demand versus, you know, maybe investing more right now. I mean, how would you place that?
We remain actually always generally more optimistic mode. So, most of the time, we invest more money and waiting for the customer. But this time, we believe that the better time has come now. We anticipate quite good growth going forward in the next 2-3 years in the economy. So many initiatives taken by the government should boost the business much more than what we have seen in the past. We remain quite bullish overall.
Okay. And from a perspective,
I can only conclude like that. But though we have given an investment data figure of 250 crore rupees, but that is not a limiting factor, and we believe that we will be required to invest more money than what we have announced today to our investors.
Yeah, that's fine. And just you know, a last point, if I see the numbers, while obviously you know, quarter to quarter might not be a right relevance, but we did see a very good, you know, margin on the protective, I mean, on the packaging films business overall. So, you know, and this is despite the silpaulin actually being lower this time around. So, you know, and going forward, you know, with capacities there in silpaulin and that scaling up, where do we see this, you know, sustainable margin for this segment at?
No, silpaulin also, we had an overall better operating margin for 9 months. Last year, 9 months was 19.19%. This year, it improved by 200 basis points. Silpaulin this year, 9 months, was mostly our off-season period. But
correct.
The off-season period, October to February. And this year, it was, in the 9 months, majority part was off-season period.
Silpaulin
margin overall looked a little bit lower.
Okay.
Silpaulin margin well maintained. There's no issue about it.
Sure. Thank you so much, and I'll get back into the queue for maybe one more last question from the participants.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Kushal Gupta from CDQ Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Can you tell me why did inventories go up sharply in 9 months?
What is it?
Inventory.
You see, in our industry, April to June is the peak season period.
Mm-hmm.
See, every year we are closing in June, so you are just seeing the lower part of the inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Or to cater to the season requirement of April to June,
mm-hmm.
we need to build up the inventory till March,
mm-hmm.
which mostly gets liquidated in April and May.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in the piping division, and for the cross-limited film division.
Mm-hmm.
So every year, March inventory is always higher. Since you don't have the earlier period March inventory,
mm-hmm.
it tells you the last year March,
mm-hmm.
March 15th,
mm-hmm.
our inventory was similar level,
mm-hmm.
at 335 crore or 575 crore against the 526 crore this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was even higher than the current year March.
Mm-hmm.
This is a normal seasonal period, and inventory is to build up.
Mm-hmm. And which segments are seeing high value addition? You said you talked about value addition, right? So which segment?
Yes.
More in furniture division and piping division.
Okay. So
we are moving to all premium categories, so that's why you have heard that furniture division operating margin also went up.
Mm-hmm.
We are becoming a premium furniture producer.
Mm-hmm. So how would you explain the growth in OPMs in the packaging products and industrial businesses despite poor growth in volumes in 9 months?
Protective packaging business will go on growing because we have made large investments that have gone into production at Kharagpur. We are investing money again on a brownfield basis in our Malanpur plant and Hosur plant. So, potato packaging business will grow. And cross-limited film also business is expected to grow this year. Performing packaging film, as I told earlier, we have no capacity now. The plant is fully sold out and there is no place now to install new machine. So we are discussing some adjoining land. If we rectify, then we will be able to expand. But that may not come in the year 16-17.
And how would you explain expansion in margins in industrial products in 9 months?
Industrial products, there is no margin expansion. There is margin contraction.
No, the operating margin. Consider
the material handling system also. The material handling system, our pellets are getting more popular. And pellets, you get improved better margin.
Mm-hmm.
It's compared to two segments, material handling and also interior component.
Mm-hmm.
Interior component margin remain restricted because most of the benefit what you get, we pass on to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So industrial component, the margins are more or less maintained.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
I thank everyone for participating on the call for dialogue with the management of Supreme Industries. Thank you so much, Mr. Taparia, and the entire Supreme family.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pujara. I thank you from behalf of myself and Mr. Somani and Mr. Sabu. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Access Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.